You find sometimes that a person is working on an area of avodah, and he comes to Madrega of Hatzlacha, he overcomes an Nisoyan, he does something right, etc. And we sort of like, okay, I feel like we've proven ourselves to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and that should be dealt with as such, and we should be able to move on with our life happily ever after. Now, what happens many times is the opposite happens. We're challenged in that area in an even greater way. Something which we're surprised at, why should it be like that? And sometimes we're successful, sometimes we're not. But it's sometimes disconcerting. And the truth is that's the Hanhaga B'Kadosh Baruch Hu's B'Dafka, an area where a person could come to a level of Shleimus and Ishtalmus and be successful in. B'Rishon L'Dafka will test us again and again, each time pushing us to higher levels. The Medrash says in this week's parasha that B'Zchus Amunah, Klal Yisrael is Nigalu from Mitzrayim. And the Psukim say that Moshe Rabbeinu says Behem Lo Yaminu Li, and the Bereshim says that's not true. They're Maminim B'nei Maminim, and you're going to come to them and you'll start Pekot Pekadati. And the Pasuk says Ve'Yamein Ha'om, and they heard that Kosh Baruch Hu wants to take them out of Mitzrayim, and it sounds very wonderful. And then the parasha seems to end on more of a sad note, that the avoda gets worse. And they are upset, and they have tanis of Moshe, and Moshe Rabbeinu gets frustrated, and he complains to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Bereshim says, "You're not like the others, that the others were able to, you know." It sounds like, you know, we went from like everything was like wonderful and perfect and great to like, oh, hey, this is a big mess, right? So like, what's going on over here? Matter of fact, if you look at the story. There's this decree against the children many years before, 80 years before, and obviously Kleisel is in a tremendous pain. And then all of a sudden, there's this child who's born, and he's a tremendous light. There's Kitoivu, the Dispala Hamayas Kula Ira. I imagine that was probably something difficult to sort of hide from the other Jews. Okay, then this child is thrown into the Suf, and Ivey. You know, it's going to be wonderful. She believed it's still going to be that the Nevuah is going to be something, and the child is saved. The child is saved, and he's brought up in the base power. Wow, can you imagine? You know, I imagine Klal Yisrael knew this, right? Nobody was Malshin, but Klal Yisrael knew that the child of Amram and Yocheved, the leaders of the generation, is being raised in base power. Okay, Graldik. And he's there and he's helping them, and you know, in the wild, the next thing you know, he's running away. He ran away to Midian. He's gone for years and years and years. He goes, Medrash says he went to the Kush and he went to Midian, and okay, but here he comes back, and wow, look, he's making oysters and moifsim. He goes to Paro, and going into Paro itself was tremendously. The process which required tremendous amunah, and nisim happened when he went in, etc. And then it's difficult, it gets worse. So Kleisel, he was riding this emotional roller coaster up and down and up and down and up and down. Kleisel needs to be purified in the world of amunah. The Russians pushing them, okay, you're good, you did it, let's do a little more. And that's not as challenging as it must be, as frustrating as that is. That's the Mahalach, and that's what brings out the full potential of who we are as human beings, the galus which exists inside of ourselves. And that forces us to become who we're supposed to become, and that is what eventually will be the Siba for the Gula Shoyna. Have a good Shabbos.